Welcome to Refreshing Word, a life-changing experience with Bishop David Yali of Catch the Anointing Center, a denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Bishop Yali is a medical doctor by profession and the resident bishop of the Rose of Sharon Cathedral, La Accra, Ghana. He has an insight into the Word of God and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Join us now for a life-changing and refreshing experience with Refreshing Word.
Well, last week I started on a series, The New Man. The new man is simply the born-again person. And I explained that when we give our lives to Jesus, something happened. As the blood was washing us and cleansing us, we're also dying and resurrecting with Jesus. So, Romans chapter 6, verse 3 explain actually what happened. But I think it happens in microseconds as you receive Christ. So, is that Romans 6, 3. I didn't answer to King James. Okay, that. Know ye not that many of us as we were baptized in Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. Verse 4. And it says that. Verse 4. Therefore we are buried with him in what? Baptism into his death. And that like Christ was raised from the dead by the glory or by the Holy Spirit, even so we should walk in the newness of life. So what the Bible is saying to us is that just like water baptism, going down is burial, coming out is resurrection. So when we water baptism actually reveals what happened in the spirit the day we gave our lives to Christ, as we confess Jesus, forgive us. In other words, when we died with him, and the same Holy Spirit that raised him up also raised us up together with him. Now, I explain that the original man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in the body. So 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 23 said that I pray that the God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God that your whole spirit, soul and body be what? Be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. It's your spirit. And I explained that the spirit man is the real man that was made in the image of God. And God gave the spirit man a mind, an emotion, a will, as a soul, and then made flesh, and the Lord gave it a container. Now, when Satan or Lucifer came to make man to disobey God, and man died, that spirit man died. So the day we gave our life to Christ and we're buried with him for our sins, and as the Lord Father raised up by the Holy Spirit, we're also raised up with him. So that spirit man that died, I think a little, that spirit man that died was raised up together alive. And when he became alive, suddenly inside you, you get to know, God is my Father. Jesus is my Father. The Holy Ghost is my Father. Suddenly there's a realization of God, because the dead spirit is now alive. Now, Titus calls it regeneration, which is the opposite of degeneration. We died, and since the death of Adam and Eve, the fall, man has degenerated and is still degenerating. But the day you give your life to Jesus, there's regeneration. That's new, something new happens to your spirit. Titus 3, verse 5. Not according to our works, righteousness, that he saved us. It's not how much you give to a church. It's not how much charity you do. But according to his mercy, okay, by the renewing and regeneration. So that spirit man is now regenerated and alive. Now, so Ephesians 4:22 says that that man is alive. The old man, which is this flesh, which didn't get born again, it is still white or black. It is still the same height. It still has feelings. That man, which is called the old man, because the new man is the man inside which is born again, put him off. Put off concerning the former conversation or behavior, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. He said, this man, he is like some people. You know, some people, they are so corrupt that no matter where you put them, they will still be corrupt. Are you understanding me? They are so corrupt that, look, you can put them anywhere still. And the Bible says that this old man, it is so corrupt and easily deceived, so much so that no matter what you do, it will still be deceived. Why? Like I explained last week, this man, he has declared his intentions. Galatians 5:19 said, this man, his manifesto is adultery, fornication, lasciviousness, witchcraft, sedition, wrath, jealousy, emulations, divisions. And you say it lies division, that I don't talk to you, we are divided. See, that's what I like. Likes witchcraft, likes drunkenness, likes laboma, likes things. See, I mean, he has declared his intention. This is what I like. So, anything lust deceives it. Lust may come as beauty, but because it is deceived, it just follows it. Anything lust of the flesh deceives it. Once he has feelings, once he has whatever, he follows it. Are you understanding me? Anything that will make you proud and it's like boost your importance in society, whether it's good, whether it's bad, he said, that is what I want. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So the Bible said that behavior, like light, put it off. Then it says in the 23 that Ephesians 4:23, it says that you should renew the spirit of your mind. Then 24, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And 24, he says that put on the new man, which after God. That's the inside man. He wants God. He wants the Creator. He is after. He is not after anything. He said, I just want God. I want God. He said, that man has been created or recreated in righteousness and true holiness. Through Christ's cross, that man has the holiness of God. If God's holiness is 10 volts, same. If God's righteousness is 250 watts, same. Una bondino. Eh? Eh? And he wants God. He said, put the man that wants God and put off the man whose manifesto is just evil and will take you to hellfire. Now, so last week I spoke about the old man and all those things. But today, in talking about the new man, because I would like to talk about the character of the new man. But in talking about a new man, the Bible says that there is something that you have to do. If you are able to do it, you'll be able to put on the new man. So when you put on the new man, everybody will see that you are born again. Everybody sees that you are born again. The problem of this century Christianity is that sometimes we don't even know who is born again. But there's no difference at the workplace. You don't know who is a Christian. If you go to parliament, I'm sure you know our other brothers. You see that these are our other brothers. But Christians, you know. If you go into the classroom or the school, you don't know which teacher is a Christian. If you go to the hospital, you don't know which nurse is a Christian. Now you don't see. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I'm wearing green dress. I've put on a green dress. Put on that man. That man reflects the image of God. But I said to do that, 23 says that what will help you is that you must be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, when the inside becomes born again, the mind is not saved. Jesus died for the spirit man to be born again. But the mind is still the same. Just as the body is also the same. So you have a new spirit, but an old mind. So all the bad things that you know and how to do them, they are still there. The strategies, the tricks, the 419, how to lie, how to do all those, they are still there in the mind. You see? But to be able to put on the new man and show that you are a Christian, this is where the Bible says that the spirit behind the mind must be renewed. Or the reason behind the mind. You know, you have a mind, you have ideas, but sometimes the reason behind it is like a man who has seen a young girl by the roadside and is driving and he moves and reverses back to give the girl a lift. You see, it is good, but the mind is bad. And you know what I mean? The mind may be very, very, very bad. So this is what, if the man is born again and that mind is not renewed, it's not changed, he has a born-again spirit, but an old diabolical mind which may drive past a lady, reverse backwards, pick her, take her to a hotel, and then after that, drop her and give her some 100 cedis, and then that's all. So he said, the man is born again, but the mind. Has not. Oh, you are born again, but you don't even know that fornication is a sin. So you still have that old mind, and you have a new spirit, but the old mind is making you to fornicate and commit adultery. Your old mind. Before you became born again, you didn't. There was no problem that you would dash your breast to a man. It was not a problem. I mean, you're just free. Now you are born again, but the mind is not renewed, and still you are dashing it. It's called breast donation. Or you and your colleagues need to do connections, bribe, sell things at the business place, do this and everything. And now you are born again. But the mind is not renewed. So you are still with the team and you still do all the connections. Meanwhile, you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. You are even an elder in the church. You are a chef in the church. But still, I had a consultant who used to be my boss, and he was an elder in his church. And but this elder, if a patient comes, this person comes, he will make sure that he will quacha you. He will pay. You have to pay before he operates. Now he's born again. Even his church, when they come, Obejo, he will still take you. Because all he knows is how to quacha you, how to make that. This is how I make my money, by this means. So no matter what, even if we are a church member, I have to quacha you. Because his mind was not renewed. So such a person, you can consider when they say put on the new man in 24, he has bypassed the 23. So you can't see Christianity in him. You can't smell Christ Jesus in him. There's nothing God. He's just like his other colleagues who are not born again, and they're also quachering. So, renewing of the mind is probably a very important thing in our walk with the Lord Jesus, in our born-again experience. If you don't do that, you will not look like a Christian. So he said, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, the Holy Spirit even puts it more plainly in Romans 12, verse 2. Now he's talking to Christians. He said that, do not be conformed to this world, or don't take the shape of this world. You see, the world has a shape. The world has the way you look. So you see in the world all kinds of things. Flashy things. You see ladies who have artificial hips. And you too, a Christian, you too want to have artificial hips. For what? Artificial bumps. Christian to what? You see, something has to change. And then when you get to them, you remove them. You only went to impress people and deceive people. So he said, don't take the shape of the world. Don't follow the flashiness of things and follow other. You even be a thief. Yes, you be a thief. But then he said, one way, thank you, Father, for your spirit, that will help you and I from not conforming to the world is by renewing our mind so that we can be transformed. So, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So, you have a recreated spirit, born again, a changed spirit. But for us to see transformation in your life, that truly God has saved you, then he said, now you have to renew your mind. And when you renew your mind, there will be transformation, because there's an old mind that needs to be replaced with the mind of God. Somebody who thinks like God. That is where we see your Christian, whatever. And I'm going to explain. So, how do you renew your mind? It means that the knowledge, the mind only has knowledge. The knowledge that you know, you need what? Replacement of some knowledge that you know. Garbage out. You don't have to bring garbage in. Garbage out. Something good inside. Because the mind is always being preoccupied with many things. So, you need the word of God. That is what will help us, to help our minds be renewed. Now, Jesus Christ speaking to us in John 15 said, I am the vine, and the heavenly Father is the husbandman, and ye are the branches. Then verse 2, Jesus says that any branch in me that beareth no fruits, the Father cuts away. But the branch in me that beareth fruits, he purges, he cleans. The word is purge. He cleans it. He removes some things so that it can bear more fruits. Now, immediately he said, purging. The next thing he said in the verse 3 is that ye are clean through the words that are spoken unto you. In other words, the word that are spoken to you is like purgative. It is, that is what comes to purge you. So if God wants to purge you, he will send words. He will speak to you some words. And if you are able to receive the words and replace those words so that the words cleanse your mind and then something new comes, you will be fruitful. You will see a change. Ephesians 5:26 says that by the washing of the water of the word. So the word of God has a power to clean and transform. So people who expose themselves to the word of God usually have a renewed mind. Their mind, you see, you don't even see how your mind changes. So when people listen to messages, they change. You see, the change, they don't even know how they change. The change happened because they hear things, they change their mind about some things, and change. And then now there's an outward change. The inside change now becomes outward. And I'm going to explain. For the mind, which is the soul, it can only be saved by the word of God. So a Christian who does not renew his mind doesn't live a changed life. James says in James 1:21, he says, lay aside all filthiness, whatever is, makes you dirty spiritually, lay it aside. I'm sure there are things of the flesh. And the superfluity of naughtiness. You see, God has big words. Those of you think that you know big words. The Holy Ghost also is speaking big words. Superfluity means that excessiveness of something. That is too much. The naughtiness, no, is too much. Lay it aside. The naughtiness. And receive with meekness or humility. Humbly receive the engrafted word of God, which is able to save your mind or your soul. Now he calls the word of God a graft. Now as a doctor, by the grace of God, I did several skin grafting. Somebody has a wound, is not healing, then we, especially here, from the thigh, we harvest a skin. Yes, we harvest the skin. We take the skin from here and maybe come and put it here. And the wound heals. Because if you don't do the wound, never heal. Yes. So you see that the skin picks the graft, and rather than see a red sore, you see a skin over the sore, and the thing has healed correctly. Because it will never heal unless you graft. So rather than see a red sore, you see a skin, a healed skin. And Bible says, you too, the red sore soul. You need the word of God also to come as a graft so that red sword soul will be grafted and healed with a healed soul and a healed mind, a correct mind, by the grafting of the word of God. Some of us, we need more word grafting. Because the mind is rare soul. And you see that something happens. Now, I want us to look at, you see, God is gracious. The Bible is either a prophecy or a history of the nation of Israel or a history of a man and God's dealings with a man. So we can learn from some of those, we can learn from the example, because it's the same that he's doing today. So when you read somebody's life, it's the same thing that God will do with you. Even though they didn't have iPads, they didn't have Android phones and things. Technology doesn't change the human personality. Technology will not make you more choleric. It will not make you more phlegmatic. Not that will make it more sanguine or more, melancholic. I understand what I mean. Whatever you have, that's what you have. I mean, recently when the internet went off, it was a big issue. You see those who deal with, use data, and now there's no data. Hey. And those who smart and they are watching their phone to download some social media or something. They look, was it coming? It's not internet. But not too long ago, we didn't have internet. Even to watch and to look at anything. And we're very happy. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, we're happy. But those times, if we're choleric, the internet today will not make you more choleric. So the point I'm trying to say that human beings are the same in Bible times. So we want to look at a great man of God that God used to explain this renewing of mind. Romans chapter 7 verse 18. And we'll see the importance why we need the word of God to renew our mind, to reflect Christianity. That's why soaking in messages is very important. Soak means that the thing has entered you. Yes. It's like when I put my towel in water and I soak it. When I squeeze it, water comes. So it must soak, and when they squeeze your head, word of God should be coming. Now, this is Paul speaking. Help me, Jesus. He said, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good. Now, so those of you who think that you're old man, good things are in your flesh, you are deceiving yourself. Because you stand in the mirror, you look at this flesh and turn yourself and say, what a beautiful girl I am. And when the guy came to propose to you, he said, he does not even check himself. Look at his nose, big head. Onumpo. A man, when he is talking, he is putting his hand in his nose. And he asked, can you propose to me? Because Nisanka, are you alive? Because when you look at this of flesh, you only see good things. Meanwhile, this flesh that you see as good things, bad. You see something, when you go to the laboratory, they do malaria parasite, they write +1. If it's moderate, +2. If it's moderate, plus plus three. It means that you are loaded. Plus three. Plus, plus, plus. So in this flesh, it is plus, 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 plus 20. Hey. Sure. Bad things. Even some of the bad things, don't even think why. Sometimes, as you're even sitting there, people, you realize that you hear and you hear. Where is it coming from? From you. And you see that, the whole place. I mean, when you sit on the bowl in that small room, when we open the door, we say, you see, I'm trying to show that inside you now, meanwhile, you believe yourself too much. Look, when I was working, opened a lot of abdomen, also. We would say stomach, abdomen here. Intestines, your intestines are out. And look, like a cow. But you believe yourself too much. You are too known too much. And sometimes you see that somebody comes, the intestine is blocked, it's obstructed, and he's in pain. You have to go and cut and join. But aside that, bad. Even as we're preaching now, I've been bonibia would trim one say, ye pon sorry. Bonibia uka could dino. Only you know. Hey. So Paul said for me, that's nothing good. Then he said, for to will is present with me. No, I will that I want to do this. I will not lie again. I will not sleep again. I want to do this. I'll wake up and learn at 11 p.m. I will do this. When it is did, I'll do that. It's like, I will to do this. My will is to do this. To will is present with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. And this is somebody who saw the Lord Jesus. You have seen Jesus. That means that you, your own is more. You too, to will is present with you, but how to do it? Rita, I'm sure you have had a lot of New Year resolutions. That this year I'll do this, but you don't do them. Many years ago, somebody was New Year's resolution. Said, I'll do this. And the last one said, I'll laugh more. So me too, I added it to my new resolution that this year, I'll laugh more. Hey, but it's not easy to laugh. It's not easy. Hey, you my shit, a chrome eye shit. It's not easy to laugh. System, why is she? Obia is serious. So, to do, that's what you see, even politicians who have good intentions. When I come, I will do this. You see, but they have not read this verse. In their good intentions, they have not read this verse. How to perform it? Because there are other factors. Somebody said, in 2024, in fact, I'll stop all side chicks. But in that year, he has 10 more. How to perform it? as for this year, dear, I'll come to church every Sunday. I'll be the first person. Recently, we went for a camp meeting, and with shepherds, we agreed that 9:30 we are here. We said yes, but how to perform it? Is it when they were making the pledge, they didn't look at this verse? This year, all night, every time be around. But when it is 10 p.m., you say, okay, 30 minutes more. Let me adjust myself. Then you adjust yourself. When you look, it was 3 a.m. So, how to perform it? In fact, this year, I'll never insult my wife, my husband again. I'll be very kind. I'll serve his food on time. I'll sit by him when he's eating. I'll be removing lice from his hair and things. And I'll be crushing them and everything. But how to perform it? I'll remove all the lice in my husband's hair. How to perform it? So because of the inability to perform, you see that you are not able to demonstrate the new life. 19. Look at it. For the good that I would do. For the good that I would, I do not. You see, it's not that people have bad intention. Every time I was telling his mother, look, I think I'll say most politicians do have bad intentions. They come with a mind to come and help. You see? So it's like, I want to come and do the good that I'll come and do, but they do not. I was telling somebody, who is angry? And I said, which pastor in his right mind will say that, me, I hate you? As a church member or as a junior pastor, I say, me, I hate you. No pastor has that mind. So if the person step on your toes, it doesn't mean that he hates you. Yes. See, people have good intentions. That's what I'm saying. People have good intentions, but how to do it? But the evil which I would not, that I do. Follow. And I thank God that Apostle Paul is telling us what is going on in his life. You see him in the church. But he realized that I want to do good. I still can't do it. I want to forgive this person, but I can't. I'm still struggling. I want to let go. I cannot. It's not easy. The prince said that. I mean, in his last days, I think the person who was writing the story asked him, what are some of his regrets? He said that if he had known earlier, he would have forgiven people earlier. He would have forgiven people earlier. And people hate him. You see, I'm sure he will know the scripture, forgive and everything. He said, but how? But sometimes, as a father, I'm forgiven. But when you see the person, then the wounds. As though the thing happened yesterday. You see, new more. Mini-sini. minisani. Lord, help me. The evil. Verse 20. How many of you can identify Paul? Now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do, but sin that dwelleth in me. You see, so stop this, your self-righteous Mr. All Correct, sir. You look like you are all correct. And you even have a marking scheme for people. This person said, this preacher is very wrong. This preacher's dressing. This preacher's word. This preacher, this is like all correct, sir. Ah! Are you a Pharisee? That's what Jesus told the Pharisees, that you people, you look like some, have you seen the white, the cemetery, the tomb? They painted white. White? Angel. Angelic white, but inside are dead smelling bones. Such as the Pharisees were. And Paul said that my problem is that sin dwells in me. Abba, I thought he said that we are risen with Christ and then we are born again and have a new life. You want a new life? Yes, your spirit man got born again, but it's still in this flesh and it's still with this old mind. I think this is something that even confuses us. David made them know that we are still not born again. Because there's confusion. We are born again. Verse 21. Now, I find then a law. Say a law. That when I will do good, evil is present with me. Now, you have to understand this law. Is the first law to understand that as long as I'm in this world, there's a law that states that when I will do good, evil is present with me. So I don't trust myself. That means I'll do everything right. Those of you who are men pleasers, men pleasers. So every time it's like when the boss is around, you look like you walk straight line, everything, eye service, everything. But you know that when the boss is not there, it's not so. You see, but when you are yourself and understand that this law, when I want to do good, evil is present. In fact, some people, they have been surprised at themselves. Oh, very nice. Then something happens and you see your reaction. And then when you react and you give somebody double slaps and kick the person and everything, then later on you say, ah, what came to so? What happened to so? It's the devil. It's the devil. How many of you have heard that before? You have said that before. It's the devil. And the devil say, oh, after the my breath. With the minimum. I don't know about this. He said, but when you understand that, when I will do good, evil is present with me. Because that's the world that we live in. It's a law. So those who even have big hearts sometimes are able to talk and have compassion on some things. But if you are everything, you would like to correct. You will not even be happy. Now 22. For I delight after the law of God, after my inward man. That is the new man. So the second law is what? The law of God. But he said the born again man, the spirit man, his delight is the Bible, Biblia. Bible. He wants the Bible. He wants to read the Bible. He wants to go to church. He wants to do this. He wants the laws of God. There's an inner desire. I want to go to church. I want to do this. I want it. You even iron your dress. Look, that's when they ironed their dress last night, but they're not in church. Yes, I'm preaching. I'm sure you know some of them. Yes. Because it's not that they are bad. Though. It's not that they're bad. In the inside, wants God. The inner man wants, the born again man wants the law of God. Next verse. Renewing your mind. Next verse. But I see another law in my members. So the third law, the first law is what? The law that I'll do good, evil is present with me. The second law is what? The law of God, which my inside man, I want to serve God. The third law is not the law in my members. Your members are your body. So the body also has its laws. And I told you some of the laws. Adultery, fornication, strife, division, rivalry, fighting, quarreling, all these things. That is what it understands. So he said, I find a law. So your member, your hand, your eyes, when your eye sees somebody's nice phone in the church, the law of the eyes are this nice. The law of the hand says that, look, this thing will be nice to hold. For you have taken it. So, this flesh has laws that it wants to obey, that it wants to do. Meanwhile, the inside man says that, I want the law of God. But this one says, no. Some of you, your members makes you, this flesh, the members, your eyes, it makes you watch pornography when everybody is asleep. Yes. You are here. You are sitting here. Yes. I'm preaching to you. Yes. It's the law of your members. Now, wow. You are born again, all right, oh. But this law of your members, your mouth. You have groups that you meet and discuss about from you discuss about politics to church to other people's matters. And talk is the law of the member of your mouth. Hey! When you have feelings, you have to find somebody. I met a girl, she's been to whom? She said, come here, I have to take her to Kumasi. Love and mercy. You see, that's why you should not expose the body even to strange things. Yes. Because if you expose it to strange things, it's not easy even to stop it. So, which law do you have? Law that I'll do good, evil is present with me. Law of God, which my imam now wants, and now law of my members. Look, every part of this body can do bad. Your feet can do bad. Your knees. Some people, you have to kneel down to steal that from the bed. Your knees is the member. That this sin, we have to kneel down. Sometimes even your belly has to lie down under so that you can, hey, and do the process under. Bellies. Even your chest. There are some wrong hacks that you hack your chest that led to other things. And some of you young girls who like hugging. Jesus loves you so much. The hugs you receive are not love. They are chemistry love. Yes. So the law of my members. Warring against the law of my mind. So here, there's also the law of the mind. I'm talking about renew your mind. The law of your mind. And I spoke about that. The mind knows things. When you got born again, you know all the evil that you did and how to do it is still there. So all that is there. But here he's saying that the members, the law of the members, are fighting the mind. It's wars. The mind doesn't fight the flesh, but it's the flesh that fights the mind. To bring me to the law of sin. Eh? Which is in my members. So now he's calling the law in the members also the law of sin. So the reason why the flesh is warring against the mind is that the flesh feels that I should do this. I should do that. I should do that. But it needs the mind to agree. Because this is what you decide. If you see Ritter's, fan, and it's nice. Oh, it's nice, so very nice. And you want to steal it. You see, the mind is the one that has to decide. Even to move your hand and everything. So if the eyes and the hand can fight the mind that, look, this thing, if I get it, and I woo-hoo myself, I mean, I'm very nice, so steal it. Then the flesh has captured the mind and agree with it and takes it. So all that the flesh wants is the mind to agree. Let me tell you, to fornicate, eh? It's a feeling, but the mind has to agree. Because to remove your dross, it's all a mind thing. To remove your dress, you listen. You see, when the man agrees, you do all that easily. I don't think you like what I'm saying. I think I should go to Cote d'Ivoire and tell them this. So you see that all the feelings is just to to the mind. Look, look, the flesh is very strong. Very, very strong. You have seen a nice car and you like it. When you move, now, then somebody brought some connections, some contracts, fictitious, blah, 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 blah. So let's sign. Then you think, you say no. Then the inside man, he likes the law of God. So the inside man, we even quote a scripture. That, you know, the Bible says this, but already the mind also has his laws already. You see, so it's like the Bible says this is already in conflict with what the mind knows. And the flesh also said, look, it's very, very nice. It's so nice. It's so nice. So take it. And the mind will say, I agree. When, as soon as it agrees with the flesh, it is now flesh and mind against the spirit, which is two against one. Elections, the flesh has won. The spirit has lost. So the problem that goes on is either the spirit will lose or the flesh will lose. The mind is like the floating boat. So the two powers that are fighting is the flesh and the spirit. But the flesh, it likes war. He's like a Taliban. I mean, all he knows is war. The spirit doesn't like war. Come. But the war, flesh said, no, do it. Take it. And fighting the mind. And fight. So, if the mind is also loaded with worldly things and everything, it will always vote for the flesh and join the flesh. So because of that, you may have good intentions to do this, but the floating voter, flesh, mind, is always joining where the bad, in me dwelleth no good thing. Where the bad things are, no. The floating voter joins it and you can't do it. So the problem of not being able to do good things is because the mind joins the flesh, or the flesh captures the mind. It's a capture. So you are born again, all right, but you can't do good things. You see, if Paul can say this, we don't say it. But you see, the person is going, as he's walking there, the things that are going on in his mind and his destiny, you don't have no idea. He's even in tongues praying in tongues, but his eye is looking at some breasts. It's like the flesh is capturing the mind. That's why, sisters, we beg you, please dress well and come to church. We are telling the truth. Please dress well and come to church. Don't expose yourself because you give problems to the men. We are begging you. Listen to this great man of God. Oh, wretched man. You see, a sincere, struggling person is sincere. Lord, I feel wretched. I mean, can you imagine Paul preach and has struggles? Wretched man. Who shall deliver me from this body of death? Because now the flesh captures my mind to the law of sin. So I sin. And the law of sin will lead to the law of sin and death. What is the next door? Because the soul that sinned dies. So it's not you are dying physically, but spiritually you are dying. So some people, they're not even in church because of the struggle inside. They don't know why they keep on doing things. Or they come to church today, 2 weeks they don't come, the next day they come, it's like, church is not regular because they don't understand why I'm born again, but I'm still doing what I'm not supposed to do. That's what the Bible says, that the floating water, that one, Ephesians 4, 23, be ye renewed in the spirit of your mind. In other words, if that man can be renewed, Romans 12 says that if you renew it, you'll be transformed. Because now the spirit man who loves the word of God, if you graft this one with the word of God, when the flesh says, let's go to the disco, the mind knows that, it knows that what? You must avoid all appearances of evil. The place looks evil. And so when the spirit man quotes the scripture, the mind also says that, I know it. The Bible says this. And then now it's now the spirit man and the mind together against the flesh. And the flesh loses. And when the flesh loses over and over and over and over, he now has to join the two. Then now becomes all three. All three. So those who are always in church, hearing the word of God and getting their mind renewed, rather all three now falls in line. But I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with my mind, I myself can serve the law of God. What my spirit man likes, now with my mind, because my mind has also now is studying the scriptures, putting scriptures into my mind. It knows the word of God. Now my mind is delivered. So now what my inner man likes, my mind also likes. So now with my mind, I take decisions based on what the mind also knows. It knows the word of God. The mind knows that we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves as some is. And the spirit said, you are right. That is what is in the Bible. So let's go to church. The body has no choice but to go. The mind knows that flee from fornication. The spirit said, yes, it is true. Therefore, I will not do that thing. I'll wait till I'm married. The mind knows that let him that steal no more. He said, I agree. Therefore, from today, all the things I've been stealing at the right place, I have stopped. And as you do that, you see transformation. But with the flesh,
if I allow the flesh, he didn't even say with my spirit, with my mind. If I allow the flesh, I was the law of sin. So when Jesus came to save, he saved his mind by the word of God. So Romans 8 verse 1, I'm closing. He said that because now my mind is renewed with the word of God, there is therefore now, the man who felt wretched, he said, now, there is therefore now no condemnation. I don't feel condemned. To them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but they walk after the Spirit, after the Holy Spirit, after what the Spirit is saying to the Spirit and to the mind, they walk after the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will lead you to the Scriptures. Jesus said when he comes, he will lead you into all truth. All truth is in Christ, which is the Scriptures. Thy word is truth. The Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth, to the Scriptures. If you walk after the Spirit, you will be a lover of the word of God. You will eat the word of God. You will drink the word of God. You will memorize Scriptures. You will read your Bible. You will listen to messages. Verse 2. For the law. How many laws do you have? So this is the seventh one. The law of the Spirit. Now, of life in Christ. Now, this is the tick. You see, there's the law of God. There's what? The law of God. Which is all the word of God written in black and white, and the words of Jesus in red. But that law, it will condemn you. When you read it, it will tell you are bad. You will feel guilty. That is why Jesus came. When Jesus came, that same word of God, the Holy Spirit, take the same word of God, and now it becomes the law of the Spirit. Because life comes into the same word that you were reading. So Paul said that the letter, which is the law, it kills, but the Spirit gives life. You see, so when you allow the Holy Spirit to influence you, and you renew your mind, and then your spirit man agrees with what is now, when you are even reading the Bible, it's not black lettered words. You can see life. When you read the word, it's like life. It's like life. Scriptures that are revelations, you don't forget them. Yes. Or meditate. So I always want a revelation of the word, or a meditation of the word, so that the Holy Spirit will bring out exactly what he is trying to say. So it's not like some fixed law, but the revelation even brings excitement. It's like, what a word. So when you walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has set me free from the law of sin and of death. That's what I was coming to. You see, so the law of sin, which is in your members, leads you to the law of sin and death. So when you move by the flesh and the mind agrees, when you are fleshy, when you walk in the flesh, I'm telling you, the mind will agree. If you walk in the flesh and live by the flesh, the mind will agree. The only time Jesus will help you is when you decide that I'm upping my game from being a carnal carnal Christian, being a worldly Christian, not being conformed to the world, but I want the Holy Spirit. I want the influence of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes to influence you, one of the things he does is that he also influences your mind. So that it's not even like I'm guarded by laws, but I'm rather governed by the law of the spirits. And when you meet things, Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will bring to remember the thing I've taught you. So he said, things that, but if it's just a law, you don't even know them, you don't even memorize them. You are guided by them. But if it's something from the spirit, you see that the Bible says it just comes out. It comes up. They set me free. So Paul thanking Jesus meant that the Holy Spirit was sent to help him. Verse 3. For what the law could not do, that's what I'm trying to say. The inner man wants that law, but the law could not do it. God, sending forth his own son, dear son, in the likeness of sinful flesh, for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law will be fulfilled. You see, so, the law, the righteousness of the law will be fulfilled in us. In other words, when the Holy Spirit begins to give you scriptures, download scriptures into your mind, and your mind is being renewed, and your mind is being renewed, and you are changing. You don't even know the change until you meet him, that you see that the righteous people say that, you are a righteous man. The righteousness of the law will be fulfilled, because you'll be doing things that sometimes you don't even need the law. But the fruit of the Spirit, you see, the fruit of the Spirit is the change. It's love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, long-suffering, faith, meekness, and self-control, against which there's no law. Because all the law of God is summed up. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. So all the law, and the Holy Spirit has pumped that love into you. As you are hearing the word of God, he's transforming you, and suddenly a fruit of love just comes, and the fruit has 9 fruits. The fruits are love, the root is love, the fruits are 9. And you start seeing Christian character. That's where we see the likeness of his resurrection. Because now sometimes we even have gifts, but no character. You see, a modern Christianity, we like the flashy gifts, but no character. As for the gift, it's a gift. Look, we can dash you a Rolls Royce, but if you turn into an armed robber, it's up to you. But God wants us to walk in the Spirit, so he will sow seeds. He will shine in our minds, in our whatever, and change us. We walk in the righteousness of the
5. Look at it. Look at it there. They that are after the flesh, they do mind of the flesh. I say, if you don't walk by the Holy Spirit and walk out of the flesh, the mind will follow. But they that are after the Spirit, their mind is also after the things of the Spirit. 6. For to be carnally minded is death. In other words, when the mind is carnal, it joins the flesh and the sin, and then the law of sin takes you to the law of sin and death. So sometimes you see that you are struggling to do good things, but you are dying. Christianity, there's no growth. We have to last. We have to last. We have to last till our chest hits the last line and we close our eyes. We shouldn't die spiritually before we die physically. People take things for granted in church, but we misbehave as though there's no God, as though there's no judgment, as though we don't meet Jesus, as though Jesus is not even God. We are cutting corners to achieve what we want to get. And it's bringing death even to the church. But the Lord is saying, one of the things that I've realized from our Father, every time is when I pray for the Holy Spirit. Every time, let's pray for the Holy Spirit. Because if He does not help us, it will flesh and die. Why sit in church and die spiritually? Because Jesus called the church of Sardis, Revelation chapter 3. He called a whole church dead. This church is a dead church. And he said, if you don't repent, I'll blot out your name from the book of life. But as we walk in the Spirit, a fresh desire will come for the word of God to fill both your mind and your heart. I pray for a hunger. I pray for a thirst. May that voice that stood in the synagogue in John chapter 7, when the Lamb of God stood, He said, if any man is thirsty, let him come and drink. For out of his belly shall flow rivers. Let's be on our feet. May rivers from the throne Jesus of heaven. There is a river, Psalm 46 verse 4, that makes glad, whose streams makes glad. Dear Lord, let your Spirit fall like never before. Raise us up and raise the church back to the heavenly place, seated in Christ Jesus at the right hand side of God our Father. Make us more spiritual, that our minds shall be renewed, so that we can put on the new man. Thank you, Jesus. Pray for yourself.
Thank you for listening to The Refreshing Word with Bishop David Yali. Visit us at the Rose of Sharon Cathedral, La, opposite the La Community Bank, Accra, Ghana. For prayer and counseling, please contact us on +233 505 304 337. God bless you.